age as Oprah Winfrey. Yes, I am. We were born a couple of years apart. Is that true? We were born a couple of months apart in the year of Brown versus the Board of Education. So we grew up with the Civil Rights Movement. And it shaped your whole perspective. It was on TV all the time. It was part of dinner time conversation. It was in school. It was in church. It was everywhere. I still remember the slogans from back then, like, free at last, we shall overcome. Y'all gonna get us all killed. Them white folks gonna be mad, you know. But Oprah has famously said that 60 is the new 30. Oprah's a damn lie. 60 is the same fucking 60 it's always been. It's the number after 59. You can't get from 59 to 30. That don't even make no fucking sense. It makes you wonder, how much money do you have to get your own math? People need to stop with all that, this is the new that. But then you got 90-year-old people, 90 is the new 80, 12 is the new 4, 4 is the new toddler. What the f***? Orange is not the new black. If it was, Donald Trump would be head of NAACP. But I wish I had Oprah math. You would see me in the grocery store, they'd be like, that's $412. I'd be, uh-uh. Not by my math. Way I figured you owe me $2.22. But keep the change, I like it. But that's power, to be able to change the whole definition of old. Come on, when me and Oprah were kids, 60 was old as f***. If somebody told you they were 60, you got sad. You'd be like, aww. But I like you. And Oprah got 60, ain't nobody 60. You ain't 60, ain't nobody old. That's amazing power. I wish I had that kind of power. Oprah got bread, ain't got no calories. You remember when she was talking about, I eat bread every day, lost 22 pounds. You was a damn lie, no you didn't. I smell bread every day, game 40. I can gain 22 pounds looking at food. And I was trying to lose weight, because we have this idea, if we lose weight, we'll lose age. You'll feel like a 22-year-old. Use a damn lie, no, I won't. I'll just be a skinny-ass old person. But when, you know, summer was coming, you know you get conditioned, so you start trying to lose weight so you can have that summer body, you know, and I was working real hard at it. I was. And then one day, when I was pulling some skin off some chicken, it dawned on me, and I'm like, f***. They make bigger clothes. So you should have seen me wrapping that skin back around that chicken. I got some bacon and some toothpicks. I got some cheese. I fried that shit. Because like every woman, I do have an inner skinny woman. You know, we all have that inner skinny woman who nags us. You know, I know I do because I ate her. That bitch tried to get between me and the refrigerator on one of them midnight munchie runs. I'm like, uh-uh, that's your ass. But I've gotten to where I accept my weight, and I don't want to lose weight because I'm old. And if I'm going to waste away to nothing, I want it to take a long fucking time. But as the senior member of this crew, I have to tell you a couple of secrets. One, your grandmother's a freak. It's true. People think, see, we're the generation that invented sex, drugs, and rock and roll. Okay? Right? And we are still sexing and drugging and rocking and rolling. It's just now we have to take drugs so we can sex and rock and roll. But that's not the point. People have this weird idea that old ladies just sit around rocking. Think about cookie recipes for children. Let me tell you something. Your grandmother could give a shit about your children and your cookies. We don't care. She taught you how to make cookies, so you should have brought us some fucking cookies. That's what you should have did. And if I'm sitting around rocking, I might be sitting on something. Baby, don't pay no attention to that buzzing noise. That's the refrigerator. It does that when it's full. Because Granny got a magic wand. You know what I'm talking about, right? Yeah, looks like this. She keeps it in her nightstand, up under the nightgowns, on her side of the bed. You know what I'm talking about. You've seen it. Get you one. The young women, y'all invest all this money on all these devices and stuff, do all this kind of stuff. You don't need that. Get you an old-fashioned Hitachi magic wand. But don't get the one with the batteries. You don't want that. That's annoying. It's just wimpy. It's just... Get the one that plugs in the wall. That's the one you need. Now, I'm going to tell you another secret. You have old people to thank for recreational marijuana. Right, because we've been smoking reefer since back when people was calling it smoking reefer. And I'm going to tell you something. When your grandmother is sitting around rocking, she's fucked up. Old people still get high. We be smoking reefer. We like to get high and play games. We like to go outside and get in the way. I am gay. Thank you so much. And I came out in my 60s. Came out publicly. You come out in stages, you know. But I came out publicly in my 60s on Facebook. Because that's what old people do. We f*** around on Facebook. Facebook is a 21st century version of sitting in the window yelling at people. Get off my page! Take that shit on the other side of the internet. But growing up, I didn't know I was gay. I just knew I was different. That's what they told me. They said, you're different. Which means they f***ing knew. And they didn't tell me. You know how much pussy I didn't get? They called me a tomboy. But I wasn't a tomboy. I was a baby dyke. They should have let me be a baby dyke. I would have been a lot happier. But as I get older and now that I'm out and stuff, I find myself new to the community. I still don't know all the gay rules and stuff. You know, I don't know even what to call myself. I mean, you know, am I butch, stud, femme, bud, mud, what the f***? Yes, I'm wearing a fedora. You know, I have sensible shoes. But I'm wearing a bra and a panties, you know? I am wearing a strap on, but that's not the point. But like I said, it's hard coming out, it's hard growing up. And I found out just recently that God is a black woman. Yes, and I've talked to her. She told me to tell you, she's pissed. It's your fault. But she also told me that the world needs to be mothered. That we've been fathered long enough. You know what fathers do? They f*** mothers. So we've been motherf***ed for... But Carol's a national mom. We need a national mom. We do. Well, we need somebody to just take over. Somebody just walk into Congress and just stand there and make everybody shut up and feel guilty.